From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Closing a church can be a difficult task, sort of like selling a relative's house after they've passed away. Someone has to close up the scene of countless memories. In Massachusetts, 44 Catholic churches have closed in the last 3 years. That was prompted in large part by the financial crisis that followed the clergy sexual abuse scandal. NPR's Tovia Smith visited one church that has nearly finished its move out.
Stepping up to Saint Jean the Baptiste in Lowell, Massachusetts, the church is still as awesome as it must have been when it opened more than 100 years ago. Looking at its Romanesque face and stunning stained glass, your expectations are high as you walk through the massive wood-carved doors.
After you.
Oh my. Oh my gosh. But inside, the scene is as jarring as it is impressive. The basilica-style columns and 60-foot ceilings loom over a vast empty space that's been stripped of every last pew, pulpit, and chandelier.
I've probably been in here 200 times, and it still catches my breath.
Kathleen Heck has spent the last 3 years helping the Boston Archdiocese dismantle churches. When the bishop officially relegates or downgrades a sacred building, Heck steps in to salvage everything she can. Today, a crew of specialists are carefully chiseling out a massive marble altar.
We gotta make sure
some over there, too.
And put foam.
Generations after craftsmen hand-built this altar in France for this parish of mostly French Canadians, Johnny Inuit and Jim Edbrook are now carefully taking it apart and labeling each piece so it can be put back together yet again in a brand new church in Arizona.
We feel emotion because we know the sacrifice they did to put it together.
But the good thing is, though, it's not being destroyed. It's finding a new life somewhere else.
Almost everything from this church, communion railings, confessionals, crucifixes, and candlesticks, will be reborn, as Heck puts it, in other parishes. A few things can't be saved, like the massive pipe organ and the ornate ceiling murals.
What a loss. Terrible loss of this place.
Bill Connor saw the door open and wanted a last look at the church where he was baptized and his great-grandparents were married.
Now it's completely empty. It's like, wow. It's a shock.
The ceiling murals of saints and crosses have been whited out with paint. The church is careful not to leave any religious symbols that might be mistreated, so a few stained glass windows with lilies, for example, will stay, but hundreds have been removed.
Where those holes are? Right about here. Sat on this side. If the sun was out, the stained glass shined, the whole place glittered. Now to see it plain windows is like, it's a shame, it's gone.
I hope they do something nice with it.
Saint Jean's former pastor, Paul Ouellette, is glad to hear the church building will not be torn down. It's supposed to become condos. And he takes solace, as Heck explains how pieces of this church will help others.
A diocesan priest in Spartanburg, North Carolina, got the pews.
Oh, good.
And he's going to have a church that seats 1,000 people. Oh. And he's going to have five masses.
Good for him.
Because it's growing so much.
That's important, Ouellette says, to the immigrant families like his who helped build this church.
This was built not by rich people. This was built by pennies from the mill. They're all mill workers. And if it could serve again, the sacrifices of the people would be used.
For many, these church closings are especially difficult, coming in the wake of the clergy sexual abuse crisis. Kathleen Heck acknowledges the pain of it all, but she says she's also found inspiration, peeling back the magnificent marble veneer of a sacred altar to find the crumbling concrete underneath, she says, is a powerful metaphor.
We want always to present to God, you know, the most beautiful thing. And we work hard to polish our marble, but we're reminded, you know, that we're all made of things that aren't so perfect.
You mean inside we all have
our own rubble. And looking at rubble helps you remember that people and places both are both sacred and profane.
A flatbed truck pulls away from Saint Jean's with yet another load of precious marble. Heck says it's all made her realize what's really important. A church, she says, is far more about soul and spirit than anything you can haul away in a truck. Tovia Smith, NPR News.